It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can any of you guys explain to me how DeAndre Hopkins only played in 47% of their snaps? Can you guys explain that to me? Because I need some help figuring it out. The Chiefs yesterday had 55 offensive possessions yesterday. 55. Can you tell me how D-Hop plays on less than half of those? He didn't even get the most wide receiver snaps yesterday. Like, if I ask you, text line 913-586, who's the best wide receiver on the team? I think we all come to the same answer. DeAndre Hopkins is their best wide receiver. So how does he not play the most? And I know we're going to say, man, Andy Reid's system is so tough. His scheme is so tough. Man, D-Hop been in the league since Patrick Mahomes was in elementary school. You guys can't figure out a way to get D-Hop on the field? So that was my first thing. Like, huh, when I looked at snap counts, I was like, man, D-Hop, he didn't really play a whole lot. Like, he wasn't really on the field. That's just a little odd to me. It stood out to me. So their big offensive addition at the trade deadline just didn't really play a whole lot yesterday, which makes me feel like they are conserving him. We're not worried about this regular season game. We're worried about getting him to the finish line. We're worried about getting him to the postseason so he plays in 85, 90% of the snaps. They were using him how you guys were telling me that they were using Travis Kelce. Remember the argument early in the season when Kelce wasn't balling out is that Kelce was a decoy, yet he was on the field for 95% of the snaps, and I was like, well, he should play less? DeAndre Hopkins is on the field for 47% of their snaps, 26 out of their 55 snaps. That's not enough usage for your best wide receiver. That's player number one. Rob, they also made a trade, didn't they, at the deadline for a pass rusher. So they got a pass catcher in D-Hop. They also got a pass rusher in Josh Uche. Now, I'm not telling you guys something you don't know, but the pass rush kind of left a little be desired yesterday. Their pass rush was not good. It was not consistent yesterday. And the guy that you brought in to be the pass rusher, maybe you like to see him a little bit more. I don't want to hear about scheme. You play on the D-line. Hey, why don't you line up in the three technique and go get after the quarterback? That's all we need you to do. Line up in linebacker. Stand up. Go get after the quarterback. We need to be able to generate some pressure. That's why you got Josh Uche, right? He's not helping you stop the run. He's not a coverage guy. He is a C-man, hit-man kind of linebacker. Did you guys know that yesterday the Chiefs played 73 snaps on defense? Also a reason why they lost. Buffalo ran way more plays than Kansas City did. Almost 20 plays. If you control the line of scrimmage, if you win the turnover differential, if you run 20 more plays, you're probably going to score more points than your opposition. Buffalo scored more points yesterday. Did you know that out of the 73 offensive plays that Buffalo ran, did you know that Josh Uche was only in the field for 5 of them? Every single defensive player that saw the field played more snaps than Josh Uche. Everyone. What did you get him for then? Wasn't it for this? Like, you got D-Hop to be your number one wide receiver, but he wasn't on the field. You got Josh Uche to be a rotational, situational pass rusher, but he wasn't on the field. I mean, Mike Dannen was on the field. He played in 45 of the 73 snaps. Mike Pinnell was on the field. He played in 30% of the snaps. Great run stuffer, by the way. Felix Onyedike played twice as many snaps yesterday as Josh Uche. You guys hear anything about him? I didn't hear his name called at all. I didn't hear one reference to Felix Onyedike Uzomah. So I asked the question, and maybe I'm making excuses for the Chiefs and Texan. I can live with that. You actually can call in. We'll take calls right now, 913-586-7965. are we sure that the Chiefs are going balls to the wall for these regular season games? Because the way that they are using players, it does not line up. The fact that D-Hop plays in less than half of the snaps does not make sense given he's one of your best players. And when this offense was in a rut in the second half of it, having a little bit more D-Hop and getting him more involved would have been a positive. Chiefs chose to not even have him on the field, basically. And for a team that is struggling a little bit with pass rush, or at least they were yesterday, hey, bringing in a guy that got double-digit sacks at one point in the season and just turning them loose, like we thought Uche, hey, you got Chris Jones on one side, you got Karlaftis on one side, you can see some of that old magic. Well, you can't see the old magic if they don't put you on the field. You played 5 out of the 73 snaps. What do they expect you to do with that limited of a usage? Are we sure that the Chiefs did everything in their power to try to win? Because the usage on some of their players doesn't really line up to me.
Let's say you're right. We don't need to have an argument about if they are or aren't. Let's just say you're right. If that is correct, and the Chiefs were like playing with a hand tied behind their back or whatever terminology you want, then that's terrible by Andy Reid. There are games down the stretch where you can do that. You can be vanilla. You can kind of ice down a player. You can massage their snap counts. You can, load management a guy. Carrington, what did we say all week leading into the Bills game? If you beat the Bills and you're the Chiefs, that is a 3-game swing. And you've basically, before turkey is served, iced down the one seed. The Chiefs still have the Panthers. They still have at the Browns, and they still have a possible meaningless Week 18 game against the Broncos. Yeah. There are ample times, beyond ample times, to get vanilla, rest a guy, load management a player, hey, make someone a healthy scratch just to protect their time and the amount of hits on their body. There are spots to do that. But if they were doing that against the Bills, that's a big mistake by Andy Reid, because now the one seed's back very much in play. You still have to go to the Steelers, who are now sitting in the 2 spot, and that's on a short week. The Texans have looked spotty this year, but that's a weird week, too. It's a short week, Texans at home, and then you're headed to Pittsburgh on a Wednesday. Like, I don't know they're getting through that stretch unscathed. Suddenly, the race is back on. So if they were, in fact, you know, not all in on winning the game because they're playing 4D chess, or they're, you know, trying to be a counterpuncher, or whatever terminology you want to use, this was a bad spot to do that because the Panthers were on deck. They could play Carson Wentz this week and beat the Panthers. So why did they rest D-Hop in the Bills game?
Rob, I don't have a good answer. I'm not here telling you that I know. I'm just asking, why would D-Hop play so few snaps yesterday?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.